party I had here. So check was like, for $140.
Yes.
Hey. So I'm like in the back pouch.
Hey everybody, it's Barry. I'm doing audio boom. And we're here with Elaine, Chris, Mike, Robin, Bill and me at Omelet House.
Yes.
Was that mine?
Yeah, the Sand Hill is still.
Okay.
Yeah. Other ones on Flamingo. Flamingo Sand Hill, Flamingo Tamaris, and the new one on.
Oh, there's a new one.
What is it? Tamaris? Not Tamaris. Decatur.
Oh, okay.
Flamingo
oh,
Decatur.
Okay. Sorry.
It used to be Marie Callender's.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, wow.
I have a question.
Yes.
Your vinegar red dressing, is it low fat?
That is a good question. I would have to go check.
And it does have walnuts in it, too. Yeah, that's why I won't get it.
We either have Italian
that's
or
why
raspberry
I want
walnut vinaigrette, so I'll check both those. Yeah. Okay?
Appreciate it.
All right.
I'll go ahead.
Okay.
I'm going to be separate.
Okay.
Those three together and think.
Okay.
Because
only two. Okay. All right. Perfect.
That's okay.
Yeah, no problem.
I'm going to have a salad.
Okay.
With chicken.
Okay.
And the vinaigrette dressing on the side.
Okay. And is that garlic toast or pumpkin or banana nut bread with that? Pumpkin. Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, I'm next.
Yes.
I'd like to get the navy bean soup.
Okay.
And, of course, pumpkin bread kit to go.
Okay. Do you want a bowl of the soup or a cup?
Cup is okay.
Okay.
Is that all?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's all you need?
Okay.
And crackers, of course.
And I'm sorry?
Crackers, of course.
Soup. Oh, yes,
I said,
oh, I didn't know you could get it in a cup. Oh,
good. Yeah.
Same thing.
Same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I didn't know I could get it in a cup like that.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
All right.
Alrighty then.
I'm gonna do number 37.
Okay.
Let's see. That has the ham.
Ham, mushrooms, and Swiss cheese.
All right. That sounds good.
Yeah.
The smaller omelet.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds good. And I need some Cholula.
Cholula.
Okay.
Does it get pumpkin bread?
Pumpkin nut or banana nut or toast?
I'll do the pumpkin bread to go.
Mine to go too. My pumpkin bread to go.
All to go. Okay. You got it. Okay.
French toast special.
Okay.
Sausage patties.
Okay.
Scrambled eggs.
Okay.
I love French toast. Hmm? I love French toast. Especially if it's
one of my favorites. Okay. And do you want toast or pumpkin or banana nut bread?
No, I don't want it.
Okay.
Well, it comes with that.
It comes with it.
Yeah.
Take it home. Yeah, you can. That's what we're doing.
Okay.
For you, I'll take it home. What do you want, pumpkin bread?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And how about drinks for you?
Just water right now.
Just water?
Yeah, just water.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Got it. Thank you.
Yeah, that pumpkin bread is so good.
Oh, my God. Even though I pick the nuts out.
Oh, no.
Oh, I do. I pick them out.
The nuts. Real long
I don't.
Oh, I can't. No, I just.
I understand.
It's a texture thing.
I understand.
No, I don't think so.
It doesn't gag me or anything, but I just feel like I'm eating pieces of wood.
I got you.
It's weird.
I love walnuts.
I wish I. Well, I just.
It's not for
it's a texture thing.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
Miss Leslie was livid. She was livid.
So I said,
"Yep, do the full. Since it's on the house, do the full."
Sure. Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Well, they kept you waiting for so long.
Yeah. But they know I'm a good customer.
Bill and I come in all the time, so they didn't.
I know that's right. What, out here or somewhere else?
This is our hangout.
I understand. Over here. See, the 17th. Hey, Chris.
We're doing it today instead of
Sunday. It's the third Sunday.
Yeah, because the 24th is the 4th.
The Daytona 500 is on
That's okay. That's why we're doing it today.
Yeah,
because she was talking about hoping to do a second time in February since we missed January.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
we could do the 16th or 23rd.
Or something like that.
Saturday. We'll work it out. We could do something at your end.
Or Elaine's end.
Or at Dane's end.
We can work it out.
Oh,
yeah.
Good deal, so.
Well, where's Blueberry Hill?
There's three of them on Flamingo.
Yeah.
Three of them on Flamingo. Oh, yeah.
Mm. Love that place too.
I do too.
And then we were talking about going to Cracker Barrel one of those times too. Mm-hmm.
And then next thing we'll know, you'll be going back east.
I know. Mm-hmm. It'll be something.
Oh, this bracelet can turn inside out. Okay.
That's cool.
That one, I don't have to take that one off at all.
Yeah, it won't hurt being in the shower.
Right.
Mm-mm. Well, my daughter is supposed to be coming. I think she might be coming to the Electric Daisy Carnival.
Oh, my gosh.
And when is that?
Yeah. So,
I have two waters.
Yes, that was for us. Thanks.
I think it's in May. Mm-hmm. June. I think it's hot.
Yeah. I think it's in May this year. Because it was what so hot in June.
Oh, they moved it back.
What is it?
Oh, yuck, because it was hot last year.
What is?
The Electric Daisy, whatever.
Electric Daisy
Carnival. The okay. EDC or EC.
Oh, yeah.
Music festival.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I heard it was going to be pushed back because of the heat.
Yeah.
Because you know how hot it gets in June.
Straws on the table? So I feel like it's been a long time no see.
I know.
Almost a couple months.
Oh, I know. It's been since Christmas at Elaine's house.
Yep.
Yeah. And then Mike was sick last month.
Yeah, he had nerve.
Yeah.
Nerve gets sick.
Oh, yeah. A bit of a sinus problem with this.
Well, I think Robin was asking you, like, what kind of... Peppermint oil?
Peppermint oil, I think you
yeah,
said.
Like
is it a pill or?
No, it's just an actual oil in a little jar.
Oh.
To help to get rid of the cold.
Yeah.
You put it on your chest or on your nose?
In my drink.
Oh, yeah. No, it's in your drink.
One drop in a hot tea and it stinks up the whole house.
Oh, no. Oh, no. That probably would be too strong. I like peppermint, but that might be too strong. Peppermint oil. It helps.
Ooh,
wow, geez. That was loud.
To what?
Help with esophagus cramping. I have what they call esophagus cramping where it just hurts. I eat too much if I don't eat enough.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I said I can have like 10 meals a day, small meals.
Oh, something's not happening.
That ain't gonna happen. if I eat a large meal, then I bend over. Oh, geez.
Ooh. Yeah, you brought your plate, by the way.
You don't mind
feeling
like having a heart attack.
Yeah. We'll put it in your car.
Well, oh, I'm doing all right.
It's in the back, right?
Sounds like an esophageal stricture.
Ooh,
it's restricting it, just that it wants to come up.
Bill, when they say a person has restricted lungs, what is that? Do you know? Restricted lungs, what is that? Have you ever heard of that? Hun?
What is it?
Restricted lungs?
I've never heard of it in particular, but I thought restricted lungs was, what's the other word for it? I thought that's when you had emphysema, or is that emphysema is when the lungs expanded and it doesn't contract.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
because
this girl...
Okay, so the raspberry walnut vinaigrette is 120 calories for 2 tablespoons, and the Italian is 40 calories.
Can I just get
oil and vinegar? Yeah, I've never heard of the actual term.
I'll take the vinaigrette on the
yeah.
side.
Because okay. This girl was telling me that she, you know, at night she coughs a lot and she had it checked out.
Who's that?
I said to her, lungs are restricted.
Who's that?
Sue Bernishaw.
Oh, I already have a spray bottle. For oil?
Mm.
Like you could spray it onto your salad?
I mean, it's possible because, if you can have a symptom, if you can have symptoms where the lung doesn't contract or collapse, it can also not expand either.
Right.
It just depends on the condition.
You know how, yeah, because you know how with your bronchioles, they expand and contract and stuff?
I was going to give her up. I said, I don't think anybody can take it for free.
Gosh,
she doesn't stop.
No, she just...
That hurts thinking about it.
Concentrate on what
I don't know,
what you want. I gave you
currently restricted lungs and they can't.
It's just going to lift that
take
up
a deep
too.
Breath.
Yeah,
could be.
But she was telling me that at night.
Because
yeah, she was telling me at night she coughs a lot and she wanted to get a check and said that her lungs are
really good.
A friend of mine in Washington State.
I know, like, most of the time I can't get a really